Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Today we have got Kieran back. Kieran, how are you doing?
No
Sergio, by the way.
I'm good. It's been a while. It's been a long while.
It's been a very long while. Who remembers that episode we did with Kieran? If you did, put your hands up. Not that I can see. Anyways, today we obviously did a prediction, but now we're actually gonna give our own opinions on the Ballon d'Or situazione, which happened a few weeks ago. So Kieran, do you want to run us through the official top 10? And then we're going to give our top 10. Now, I haven't seen Kieran's. Kieran's hasn't not seen mine. So we're going to have a little debate, I think. Yeah. So you want to start us off with the official top 10, if you've got it ready. If not,
easy. I don't know. Easy. Right. So in first place and the winner was Lionel Messi. I probably should have started the other way, but we're going to go down the list. And then second was Robert Lewandowski. Third was Jorginho. Fourth was Karim Benzema. Fifth was N'Golo Kante. Sixth was Cristiano Ronaldo. Seventh was Salah. Eighth was De Bruyne. Ninth was Mbappe. And tenth was Donnarumma. I think I did that perfectly, actually, because if we went that way, that means we can go from 10 to 1 in our own opinions.
All right, well, Kieran, let's hear your what did you think of the Ballon d'Or, first of all, foremost, because nobody knows.
Well, I know it was going to be between Messi and Lewandowski, obviously, but I'm kind of disappointed that Lewandowski didn't win it. But you know what, it is what it is. You can't change it.
Know what irritated me, and what people thought was humble of Messi, is that he said he deserved it last year, but Lewandowski had a better season this year than last year. So how does that make sense?
Yeah, they should have combined the two seasons together and done it for one, and then it would have been by a clear mile Lewandowski.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Oh wow!
But obviously, Messi did carry Barcelona to one Copa del Rey trophy, and Argentina to the Copa America, which is very difficult considering Peru participate. Yeah. And
yeah, but
not just Suriname. Yeah, I mean, they just miss out. Well, you know,
I feel like
tough opponents.
I feel like that's the only reason why he won it, just because he won that one trophy with Argentina.
Yeah, that is despite the fact he had an incredible season, scoring 41 goals and assisting 17 times in 56 matches. Now, I don't know whether I think that was in all competitions. Those are still staggering stats. But like you said, Lewandowski was way better, in my opinion as well. How many goals did he score?
I'm just trying to look up now where Argentina are in the world rankings compared to...
Oh, we're going to use all the also trustworthy world rankings. We had ranked USA like 10th a few months back.
Well, yeah, but all I'm saying is that it's probably Argentina are 5th. It's probably easier for Messi with Argentina to win something than, 27th for Poland. Like, yes, I understand he won an international trophy, but also what are you expecting Robert Lewandowski to do with Poland? And he scores 3 goals. Okay, but like, there's not much else he can do.
Exactly.
I mean, and then the only things that he can win are for club, whereas Messi's got the best of both worlds, so he can excel in for club and country.
Yeah. And obviously Lewandowski can't do anything about the fact that he's actually Polish and not English or, you know, German or whatever, you know, one of these big sides in Europe. So,
well, it's also where did Messi go in the Champions League with Barcelona last season?
I think they lost to PSG, didn't they? I think a round of 16 or quarterfinals.
Yeah, like, bruh.
Yeah.
It's not even that great.
Yeah, but yeah, like, I mean, I disagreed quite heavily with the fact that Messi got first, but hey.
I think a lot of people have. I think it's just that it's his number 7. Like, his 7th Ballon d'Or, that's just crazy.
And also, I feel like people, heard people say, people selected Lewandowski, or I'm more upset that Lewandowski didn't win it because he didn't win it last year. Bro, he had a better season this year than he did last season. So how is that? That's not even an excuse to say that Messi you know, won it fair and square. Like Lewandowski won the Golden Boot and outscored, was it Gerd Müller in the Bundesliga with 41 goals? So, and they didn't do that prior to that. So that doesn't make sense to me either. But rage here all day about this decision.
All right, well,
but
there's not much you can do about it, eh?
All right, so we both built our top 10. We made a list of our top 10s.
Yes.
Do you want to start us off with your number 10? See how many we get similar.
My number 10 is Erling Haaland.
Ooh, okay.
It's because I'm pretty sure he scored more goals. Because it was between him and Mbappe for me. And I'm pretty sure he might have scored more goals, or just a tiny bit less, but in less games than Mbappe. And he also was top goal scorer in the Champions League. So I thought, you know what? He definitely deserves it over Mbappe for me in the top 10.
Yeah. I mean, he's very good. Now, both of these players, spoiler alert, didn't make it my top 10. I went for other players, obviously. My number 10 is Ruben Diaz. The only defender I have on my list, because I figured there weren't any defenders on the top 10, pretty sure.
Tied for 26th place.
Yeah, I know, but he won a playoff
absolutely of the year. Destroyed in the Euros.
No, listen to me. Player of the year in the Premier League as a defender. Yeah, is in the most competitive league is something special. And he obviously, I think, got 19 clean sheets that season. So yeah, like where if you've got, what is it, other players that play in the Premier League, like, I mean, for example, De Bruyne didn't win Player of the Year last season, but it's still higher than Ruben Diaz.
I don't understand why he was up there, because I'm pretty sure De Bruyne was out for a lot of the season.
Yeah, he was injured quite a bit.
Yeah, so I don't understand.
Maybe they're not De Bruyne or, you know, but like Salah, for example, wasn't the player of the year in the Premier League, but Ruben Diaz was. So then surely on the basis of that alone, Ruben Diaz should have made it into the top 10. I'm not saying Ruben Diaz should have made it above Salah, but for me, he should have made it into the top 10, despite a bit of a, you know, bad Euros for Portugal getting knocked out so early on. But yeah, I thought Ruben Diaz didn't get mentioned enough. For me, personally.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, there are definitely defenders above.
And obviously, Champions League finalists as well.
But if you're saying Ruben Diaz, if Ruben Diaz is in the top 10, he's your only defender. That means you're saying Ruben Diaz is the best defender in the world last season.
Well, he was, wasn't he?
I don't know. Bonucci, Chiellini, they had great seasons and they won the Euros.
Well, they won the Euros, but they didn't win the league with Juventus. And also,
Juventus were just poor, to be honest, in general.
But
you can't just bring it down to one person's fault. It's like if you put Ruben Diaz in that, you know, not United squad, like an Arsenal squad, would he still shine the way he does at Man City?
Probably, because look at how Van Dijk came from Southampton into Liverpool and just dominated. And
yeah, but I don't know why everyone like. Let's be honest, Matip's not a bad defender, is he?
No, Matip is decent.
It's just
Ben White is similar level. Then
I don't rate Ben White. Ben White, I feel, is just a waste of money.
All right, that's
how much they paid for. Yeah, we're going off topic. What's your number nine?
My number nine is Bruno Fernandes.
Oh my god.
Now,
do you support United by any chance?
No. No, he played 58 games, scored 28 times, and got 17 assists in all competitions. Now, that is better than De Bruyne, who made it on this list.
De Bruyne shouldn't have made it into this list.
Yes, but you know, if we go by this, then, and also the fact that he does it for Man United, who last season he literally carried. So a bit like Messi, he was like dragging a dead horse, right? Because Man United weren't very good last season. Obviously, made it to the Europa League final, lost on penalties after Davide missed. But yeah. like he was if you took out like Bruno Fernandes from that Man United side, you would probably they probably would have finished like 10th.
Yeah, but they finished second. No, the fact that, like, yeah, they finished second last year
in the league.
Yeah,
really?
And you can't say Bruno carried the whole season.
No, they didn't finish second last season.
They finished second because Chelsea finished fourth, Liverpool finished third.
No, really?
Yes. That's why everyone was like, oh, why is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer actually getting sacked? But then they were also like, maybe his pass is... Yeah, they finished second.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yes.
Oh, they might have done. But that is 45 goal contributions in 58 games in the Premier League and Champions League, as well as the Europa League, obviously, because they got knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like those 17 assists come, like, if you play for Tottenham Hotspurs or, you know, Manchester City, you know, they've got goal scorers, or maybe not Man City, but was it Liverpool? You're really passable to Salah, and Salah will score, you know. So I feel like Bruno Fernandes was very underrated for me.
Mm-hmm. But also, how many penalties did he score last season?
How many penalties?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many penalties did Messi score last season? How many penalties did Lewandowski score last season? How many penalties did Salah score last season?
Contributions, right?
Hmm?
You're saying he's got a lot of goal contributions. I swear he scored a lot of penalties last season.
He also missed a few, so could have been more. You also have to score the penalty, Karen. You can't just bring that up every single time. I can bring that up with every single player.
I know, bruv. He doesn't score against Aston Villa, bro. I saw that. I saw the ball in my back garden.
You live in Australia.
Exactly.
Yeah. True. True. He didn't miss a single penalty until that moment for Man United, so that is impressive.
They should have just given it to Ronaldo.
Well, they did against Arsenal, and then he scored. Who was your number nine?
Luis Suarez.
Oh.
what's that reaction?
No, because I actually have Luis Suarez in my number eight spot.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, I said Luis Suarez just because, you know, Atleti won the league, you know, big impact player. People say he's lost it, but I don't think he's lost it. I think he's a bright spark in that side. Obviously, he didn't do much outside La Liga. But
yep.
I still think that he helped that Atletico squad a lot to win the league. So, yeah. I have Luis Suarez as my ninth player.
Yep. Okay. Well, obviously, I had him at my number eight. He played 20. He scored 23 times and got 4 assists in La Liga last season, playing 33 games. And I think he's like 36. And obviously, he came from Barcelona. And obviously, he was deemed like useless or whatever for Barcelona, but then managed to outscore, apart from Messi, every single other Barcelona player, and won the league. And he was really the talisman for Atletico, with obviously Marcus Llorente as well and other players. But yeah, I thought Luis Suarez was a bit overlooked during these Ballon d'Or. I actually have Luis Suarez in my top 10, and Benzema didn't make it my top 10. I don't know about yourself, but.
Benzema didn't make it in your top 10. Oh, no.
Yeah, because I don't know. Benzema just didn't... Like, Benzema's just not the best striker.
He's not the best striker, but he's still still a pretty decent player.
Yeah, I think he's overrated. Anyways, who's your... Because of the I said now my number eight was Luis Suarez. Who's yours?
My number eight is Mohamed Salah.
What?
Which, he's my number eight. But I reckon I could swap him. Like the likes of Benzema, I reckon I could swap him. But for me, Salah's number eight. Just because 22 goals, 5 assists. He's in that Liverpool squad that finished third. Didn't do much. They got knocked out in the Champions League quite early. So he didn't really get to achieve much. They didn't win a single trophy last season, I believe.
Yeah.
True. I'm afraid I can't do that for you.
Oh, sorry, he's just coming on my phone. Yeah, so that's why Salah's there. I reckon this year he'll definitely be up there. But for last year, he's in my eighth.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. I have Salah a little bit higher in my list. Who's your number seven then?
Karim Benzema. Yeah, right. What, 34 appearances, 23 goals, 9 assists. I mean, they came second. They lost to Chelsea.
How many appearances?
For club, 34.
Yeah, so one more appearance than Luis Suarez, scored the same amount of goals and got 3 more assists than Luis Suarez. Right?
Benzema got 23 goals. Suarez got 21.
They got 23. Oh, he might have got 21.
Suarez. He got 21 free assists, and Benzema got 23 goals and 9 assists.
Well, I got 4 assists.
And for him to be 2 places higher than Luis Suarez, he lasted an extra round in the Champions League. Had a very, I would say, a fairly decent Euros. He came into that French squad.
Yeah.
And he actually scored goals for them. So that's why I put him a bit higher than Luis Suarez.
But he didn't win anything.
I know he didn't win anything, but neither did Salah. Salah's one place below.
Yeah, but then why is Luis Suarez so low when he did win something?
Atletico Madrid, yeah, fair play, they won the league. But I mean, Barcelona had a shit fucking season, and Real Madrid had a bang on average season. It was up for anyone to go ahead and grab it.
Well, I mean, you say that, but it came down to the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, the last game. No, the last game.
Yeah, the last game. So.
Yeah, that just shows it was very tight. They could have finished second.
And Suarez scored in those games in the last game. So personally, I would have Luis Suarez higher than Benzema. Purely because he also won the Liga, and he's older, and he's just a better striker.
But Benzema also performed internationally as well.
I don't know about Luis Suarez for Uruguay.
He didn't. I think he scored 1 goal in the.
He's got to compete with Cavani, another great striker. You know, Benzema's got to compete with Giroud.
But Benzema in the Euros played four games, scored 4 goals.
Yeah, got knocked out by Switzerland.
Yeah, but that's not just Benzema's fault.
That's my
number 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your number 7?
Lukaku.
Mm.
Lukaku. I think, again,
my guy,
just like Luis Suarez, was overlooked. Also better than Benzema. Also did better things than Benzema. Benzema's overrated.
Lukaku's a god. Let's be honest. Lukaku is a beast.
He played 44 games, scored 30 times, and got 13 assists for Inter, also winning the league for the first time in 10 years. So you're going to tell me Benzema, who won nothing, scored less goals? Yeah.
He's below. I mean, yes, Lukaku's in my list as well.
Okay, good. I'm just saying, for the people listening right now who think Benzema deserves to be 4th or even in the top 10, you are deluded. Right? Because he doesn't.
Benzema is in the top 10. No. Bro, I'm a Chelsea fan and I did not put Lukaku. But I put Lukaku in my, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 spot.
Yeah, he's my next player. He was phenomenal under Conte. And obviously for Belgium,
4 goals in 5 games. Decent on the money. And they lost to the winners. So, I mean.
Yeah. Also came, wait, they played the same amount of matches as, oh no, one more than France. Because he said, maybe Benzema didn't play against Switzerland. Oh no, he did.
Oh, even better if he didn't. That would just justify my argument.
Anyways, I think Lukaku was very underlooked. I mean, he had a brilliant season as well. And obviously won silverware, unlike some other people.
And got himself a big transfer to Chelsea.
Exactly. That's who. Don't know if that was an improvement. Only time will tell. Who's your number 6?
Lukaku.
Oh, yeah. You said. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mine is Kante.
Oh, my God. The disrespect on Kante's name right now.
What do you mean? He's
fit. To put him sick, bro.
Yeah.
Kante is a god.
Kante is a god. But
Kante should have won it, to be honest.
Okay. Obviously, he won the Champions League. And I've got written down that he came 3rd in the Premier League, but you said 4th.
They came 4th, correct.
They came 4th. And I'm going to take that from you rather than my educated guess. And everybody knows how good Kante is, so I don't really feel like going into statistics for Kante.
Well, don't worry. I'll give you a little bit of a little bit of an insight when I say where he is on my list.
Okay, go on.
No, he's not. He's not, when he comes up, I'll bring it
okay.
up.
Okay. All right, my number.
Who's number five?
Mo Salah. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's wasted.
No, 52
fifth.
Games.
Bro, fifth.
Yeah, you bro.
Mo Salah, that came third in the Premier League.
Yeah, bro. 52 games, 31 goals, and 7 assists in all competitions.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. For a winger as well. You've got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, very high up.
Was a Liverpool side without Virgil van Dijk. So, for most seasons. So.
Yeah, but attacking-wise, the only thing van Dijk brings is the long balls.
No.
That's
no.
about it.
No. No, van Dijk brings structure.
And a bit of an aerial threat. That's about it.
He brings so much more. He's just so vital to that Liverpool side. You don't even know. Anyways, it's like taking out Thiago Silva out of this Chelsea side right now.
Yeah, sure. He was out injured for quite a bit last year. All right. He came, he joined the squad, got injured literally second, third game in, and we still played well. You can't blame one player for a team's success.
Okay. But exactly. I still think Salah was one of the best players in the Premier League. Obviously, I don't know if he was.
Yeah, one of the best players in the Premier League, not in the world, bro. I mean, yeah, he's one of the best players in the world. Yeah, sure. But last year, I did not feel like he was the top five, maybe top 10, sure, but top five.
Well, very questionable.
Okay, that's fair. My number five is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Are you having which that is there?
I put disrespect on Ronaldo's name, but it's Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Obviously, top goal scorer of the Euros, 5 goals. He got 29 goals in the league, 3 assists. But that Juventus side was very poor, and the Belgian side didn't do that well. But you know, it's Ronaldo. He's still carried in a lot of Juventus games. And didn't they win? What was it? 2 trophies? Those little Italian cups?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea if they won anything last season.
I think they did. What was it? It was the 2021 season.
Yeah. Maybe the Coppa Italia. Or the Super Coppa. One of those two. But...
Well... All I know is that they played very poor. Like they finished quite poorly in the league. Didn't they finish fourth? They only just got Champions League.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're still playing poorly, to be honest. They got smacked by Chelsea 4-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Ronaldo still brought a little bit of life to their squad. So I put him in fifth just because he didn't have the greatest season he's ever had, but I still think he's in the top 5 best players in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he was also disrespected.
I feel like he was definitely. But
I mean, I don't know if you saw that post where it says "factos," just a bunch of facts what Ronaldo achieved this season or last season. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, but you know, Ronaldo breaks records every single year.
That was so that's why. I mean, like, you don't break that record because you scored that many goals in that season alone. Like, it builds up. Like, I mean, he scored 800 goals this season. That doesn't mean he did so well this season. I mean, if he only required one goal to break that record and he only scored one, for example, then, you know, it doesn't mean he should win the Ballon d'Or. So on that regard, I understand that breaking records, et cetera, isn't very useful unless you do it in one season, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, in all competitions, for Juventus, he got 36 goals. That's still incredible.
Yeah.
But he just got, I feel like, compared to a lot of other players and the success they've had, I feel like Ronaldo is fifth for me.
All right, who's your fourth?
My fourth is N'Golo Kante. Just because, okay. You know, he's probably one of the best midfielders in the world right now. Probably is, but in my player rankings, he is second best. But Kante you know, won the Champions League, won the Super Cup, got four Man of the Match awards after the group stages in the Champions League. You tell me someone that does that, yeah? And honestly, I'll do anything. That guy is a beast. Like, you'll hear so many other players talk about him just because that's how insane he is. And that's why he's top four for me, behind another great midfielder.
Well, my fourth is Cristiano Ronaldo. Because in all competitions, he played 49 games, scored 41 times, and got 5 assists, according to stats that I saw on the internet. And yeah, again, like you said, he was very good, despite the fact he didn't win anything. He was, again, top scorer of the Euros, which joined by Patrick Schick, obviously. But yeah, Karim Benzema couldn't do that. So why is he higher up than Ronaldo, you know?
Oh my. He's not higher than Ronaldo. Ronaldo's still up there.
Yeah, yeah. But like in the original, the official, Benzema ranked fourth. So.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that is true. Why the hell is Benzema above Ronaldo?
How is Benzema above Kante?
That is also true.
And yeah, but anyways, so Ronaldo fourth for me. I think we have the top three is exactly the same, I would assume. Jorginho third.
Yes, Jorginho third. You know, UCL, Super Cup, Euros, UEFA Player of the Year. He's just the best midfielder in the world, let's be honest. Now, I think he's very underrated by the way that people like watch him and think, oh, he's just an average midfielder. But I think he does bring a lot of squads together, the way he plays a deep midfielding role. You'll see it in the Chelsea side. The way he can distribute a ball is brilliant.
The way he keeps the ball moving as well is very vital. I mean, he's like the engine to that Italy side, and as well as the Italy and Chelsea side that won great trophies. Like, you can't just overlook that. And I know people look for goals and assists and whatever, but like, it's probably very hard to get recognized by the average football fan. They can't get, maybe some of them can't get their heads around how Jorginho is that high up.
Yeah, someone that doesn't technically know football, then I feel like they would just overlook Jorginho, or they'd be like, how the hell is Jorginho there? Yeah. I think last year he played a very crucial role in every team he played in for.
Yeah. And I said in the last episode, he was just, yeah, like I said, so vital to that midfield and to the whole team, despite missing the winning penalty for Italy. But yeah, he was just so good. And obviously won.
Yeah, it's just obviously was that the one? No, that wasn't the only penalty he missed. He missed against Switzerland, didn't he? But
no.
Yeah, did he not? Yeah, I thought Sommer saved like two or something like that.
Italy play Switzerland?
Yeah, I swear I've seen...
In the group stage?
Because you know how... Maybe in the group stage, yeah.
But they won 3-0, so I don't know if he actually took a penalty.
Because I did see, like, there's videos of like how Sommer takes a little step to the left or right and then dives the other way.
Maybe that was around that,
because he doesn't... Was it?
Yeah, because he saved Mbappe's penalty. I don't know if that's Jorginho. But obviously, Jorginho missed the penalty against Pickford. But he did send Unai Simon to the shops in the semi-finals against Spain. Like, that was just...
Yeah, Jorginho missed penalty by Jan Sommer save.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So it did... Oh, yeah.
Maybe... It might have been group stage. I don't know. I don't have the exact...
I'm just trying to think, who else did Switzerland play? Because they obviously beat France to go to the quarterfinals. But I remember, so Italy played Austria, then I think it was Belgium, then Spain, and then England. So it was, yeah, it was in the group stage. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, you are correct. But yeah, like we were saying, Jorginho was just so good. And, very vital to that midfield. But he wasn't better than either our second player, Messi, or our first player, Lewandowski. Right.
Yes, I have put Lewandowski first over Messi.
Yeah.
It's just Yeah, he just does deserve it, doesn't he?
And like, I mean, of course, he didn't win the Champions League with Bayern Munich, but Messi didn't win the Champions League with Barcelona.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like the only thing he has over Lewandowski is that one trophy for Argentina. That's it. Yeah. But the thing is, like, Lewandowski broke records that season as well. Like, Messi had a good season, sure, yes, definitely. But like, I still feel like Lewandowski was just on fire. He's been on fire for the last 2 years.
Bro, Lewandowski's goal contributions is 70, 83, or 80, yeah, 83, if my maths, yeah, 83 in 59 games. Yeah. Right, that's insane. Like, obviously, Messi has hit that previously in his career, but Messi only got, yeah, a goal contribution a game. A little bit more.
And like, yeah, but if you also think about it, right? So if it comes down to goal contributions, I'm pretty sure Lewandowski got more, right? If it comes down to trophies, Jorginho got more than Messi. So what is it? It might be a combination of both, sure. But like, even then, I still think the influence that Lewandowski has on that Bayern Munich side is still, and the goals and contributions he has.
Yeah, if you take away the goals, I mean, I suppose you could say the same about Messi, obviously, because Barcelona was shite last season. I mean, if you take away Messi's goals for Barcelona and his assists, you know, you see where they are at the moment. They're like, what was it, eighth or something, seventh in La Liga. So again, if you put those two up against each other and say, well, if you take away Lewandowski from Bayern Munich, then I feel like Bayern Munich could still win the league.
Well, yeah, they'd still win more. But if you also think about it, right? So if that Barcelona side is as poor as it was, that means the ball is getting channeled into Messi more than it usually does, right? So that means Messi's getting more opportunities to do more with the ball. Whereas I feel like Bayern Munich just play normally, but Lewandowski is just a clinical finisher. So he's just playing his role to the best of his abilities, which means he'd be the best in the world in his position. Whereas I feel like Messi at Barcelona would be picking the ball up left, right, and center and creating, he'd be able to create more opportunities for a pass, or he has more opportunities to shoot.
And I feel
right, because I feel like if Müller had the opportunity to pass to Lewandowski or put it into an open goal, he'd put in the open goal. Whereas if it was bloody, I don't know, someone else, and Messi's there, there would be an influence just to pass the ball to Messi. Yeah. To square it.
Yeah. But then again, I also feel like that people all of a sudden, this is the first time ever when people started grabbing chances created, this stat, which were just all, I mean, they're all relevant, don't get me wrong, but like at the end of the day, Lewandowski is not the same player Messi is. You can't compare Messi to Ronaldo because they are both different players. You can't compare an out-and-out striker. You can compare Lewandowski to Harry Kane, for example. You can compare Salah to Messi, but you can't compare Messi the way he plays to Lewandowski and go say, Messi created more chances. You know, he created like 15 more chances.
If you see that video where Gary Neville's having the interview with Frank Lampard, right? And he's like, who do you prefer, Messi or Ronaldo, right? But the argument that Frank Lampard actually said is very good. He said, if you look at the numbers in big games and stuff like that, Ronaldo's got better numbers, right? But that's because they can play differently. They can play completely differently, different positions. So obviously the numbers aren't going to be similar. But when it comes to big games, I think those numbers are quite important.
Yeah,
I don't know what Messi's numbers are like in big games, but I still feel like if you had someone to score a goal in like for Bayern Munich in the Champions League or something like that, it'd be Lewandowski. Whereas I feel like Messi's just he's just obviously everywhere on the pitch, but I still feel like last year Lewandowski was that guy. You want someone in your squad? It's Lewandowski.
Exactly, and also, you know, this is the calendar season. I don't know if they took into consideration Messi's start at PSG, but that hasn't been amazing, you know, in an easier league. So, with better players.
That's what I mean. And also, if the role isn't suited to Messi, then he can't play in it. Like, you can see it in that. You can see it in the PSG side, right? Because at Barcelona, he had a free-roaming position where he could do whatever the fuck he wants. But he's coming to this PSG side, and he's been forced to play in a certain way, and you can see that he doesn't like it as much as he did at Barcelona. But that's because Barcelona, they would force the ball to Messi. That's what makes him get so many chances.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point. And as well as, you know, now with PSG, they've got Mbappe and Neymar. And Neymar is very similar in he wants the free roam of that left-hand side. So that Pochettino has a really tough job to get everything to work at PSG.
Well, what's it? Neymar just like what, broke his ankle or some shit.
Yeah. So he'll be out. Now go to Messi, probably. But
yeah, probably. But even then, they just drew 1-1. So, I mean,
to Lens,
Messi didn't even score.
Yeah, to Lens. I mean, I think the fifth I saw today. But yeah, it's not great. And I feel like, okay, maybe it's a different league. But then you could say, but this is a whole other argument that I'm going to make. Then I'm going to say that Ronaldo is the best player ever over Messi. Because if you look at Ronaldo, he is obviously a different player. I just said you can't compare the two.
That is definitely a big argument that someone could say is that Messi has been able to be comfortable for the last, 18, 19 years at Barcelona because he's stayed in the one place. And he's been so, like, the team has been built around him as well.
Yeah.
Whereas Ronaldo, obviously, Real Madrid, the team would have been very similar to be built around him. But then once you leave for Juventus, still produce numbers, you leave to Real Madrid, to Man United, the team's definitely not built around Ronaldo, but he's still scoring goals.
Yeah.
And at the age that he is, that takes a bit of class.
And obviously, Messi plays off the right, and Ronaldo now plays as a striker. But Ronaldo knows how to adapt quicker to a different situation and a different league than Messi at the moment. As you know, that's what I'm seeing right now because Messi, I know, scored got like 3 assists prior to the one against Lens, but he's not really scoring that much. Mm. And like you said, he was playing in the same league for the last 15 years or whatever. How long?
Yeah.
And again, obviously he destroyed Bayern Munich in the past, but with, you know, chipping, making Boateng fall over. That's like the best Messi goal I think I've ever seen.
But then they also got destroyed in the Champions League, two seasons ago by Bayern Munich. So, I mean, it's
difficult. Yeah, but then again, I don't feel like it's clearly Messi is the best player of all time. I think it's very close and arguments can be made for both. But if we look at the arguments in favor of Ronaldo, I feel like those arguments are better and more like stronger than the arguments or the you know, the counter argument against that argument. You know, if you say like, well, you know, Messi played in La Liga or for most of his career and now look at him. That is an argument which you can't defend right now because, yes, look at him right now. Right? He's not performing to Messi levels, right? So, that again is
horrible. You're also saying that like, that's a debate for the best in the world. But even for last year, I don't even think Messi, in my eyes, should have won it. Like, I don't think he is better than Lewandowski was last season.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just like, how is he won? Like, it was definitely up there for Messi to win it. I know that, like, before like the obviously the result was given, I knew it was between him and Lewandowski just because all the chatter about it. But I generally thought that Lewandowski should have won it.
I think
it's... He only lost by, 30 votes or some shit?
I mean, to be fair...
33 he lost by.
Messi scored the same amount of goals as Ronaldo did last season. Obviously got more assists than Ronaldo, but played also more games than Ronaldo. So then again, you could argue then, why is Ronaldo so low? I mean, he was 7th or was he 6th on the list? The official one.
Yeah, and was it Barcelona? What, they finished 3rd, did they not?
Yeah,
they finished 3rd and it was how many points? Yeah. Bloody
7
points off the leaders. Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
I mean,
both Messi and Ronaldo had poor sides to play in. I feel like, you know, Juventus didn't win the league. Barcelona played well, shite as well. So then again, Ronaldo wasn't far off Messi's numbers and arguably did better in a way because he. Yeah. Don't know if he did better, but he should have definitely been up there. So I feel like 4th for Ronaldo is good.
Oh, well, it's happened now. Nothing we can change. Let's just hope someone else wins it next year. Who do you think will win it next year?
Well, by the looks of things, or by the way it's going, it's going to be Salah or Lewandowski. Or maybe even Ronaldo.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Who knows?
No, I don't think it'll be Ronaldo. Well, they haven't even qualified for the World Cup yet.
True, but the World Cup won't play a part in...
Yeah, it'll be the following year. But, like, the fact that they haven't qualified for the World Cup is kind of sad. So, I don't think... international-wise, Ronaldo... Like, because they still take into, like, qualifying games, do they not?
Yeah. Obviously, so he's got more chances to score more goals.
True.
Got more games to play.
But I don't think... I think it'll be Lewandowski or Salah.
And I feel like this is good as well, because international tournaments really weigh in on a decision. Like, realistically speaking, if you took away the Copa America this season and
you take away the World Cup, Modric would have never won the Ballon d'Or.
And if you take away also like the Copa America and the Euros last year and just focus on the domestic and the Champions League performances of the two, Lewandowski would have won it. So again, that shows. No, because Jorginho then would have never won.
He would have won the Champions League and the Super Cup. But it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, if Chelsea won the league, then sure, Jorginho to win. But I think Lewandowski deserves it.
Yeah, I feel like most of us can agree with it that he was robbed, and I feel like the whole thing about the Ballon d'Or is a bit weird. I don't know if you saw, but like, pretty sure every single country, one journalist from every single country gives their top five, and out of that they make a list. But then I don't know if you saw, but like last year or this year, it was like some Djibouti or whatever the country is called, just was Trent Alexander was their first player. Pretty sure Karim Benzema was the second player. It was like, well, realistically speaking, that isn't correct. Like,
yeah,
no, it shouldn't be like that. So, you know, it all comes down to, yeah, that also those kind of odd, well, not odd nations, but like those odd votes get taken into account.
Even the point tally this year was quite close between the top three. Like, Messi got 613, Lewandowski got 580, and Jorginho got 460. But like, there's been a year where like Ronaldo's got 700 something, and the next person's got 300 something. Like this year was actually close, but it's just, I feel like Messi, it's just because Messi's got the name Messi. Like, if you were chucking a vote, oh yeah, that guy, I've heard him before.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's a bit odd how it all works, because I feel like, what's the other one? The FIFA best?
Well, it's organized by the team of the year one.
I feel like that's the team of the year one where they
all get those like little trophies and there's 11 of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So that one is most accurate because then coaches and players or captains from clubs and nations vote on who they thought was the best player. Yeah. I feel like that's more accurate. So I feel like Lewandowski will most likely win that one then over Messi.
Yeah. Well,
and you'd see a whole different top 10, I reckon.
UEFA. Obviously, what was it? Jorginho won it, obviously, because he won three trophies with UEFA. But like, I feel like that's also more accurate. Not because Jorginho won it, but like, if you took into account the league as well as those tournaments, I feel like that would be more accurate. Because Jorginho won it just because he won every single UEFA trophy.
Yeah, but and he was very good.
Yeah, but if you brought into like the league with that the way they go about those awards, I feel like they'd be more accurate.
Yeah. But it all comes down to, I feel like, opinion as well, because people view football differently, right? They admire different players because of the way they play. So that that also comes into account, where if you look at the pure stats, which is really hard to do because everyone plays in different positions. So then again, that would be unfair. So it's a very difficult.
Because then a defender would never win it.
Well, you could look at his stats.
Unless you looked at tackles, shit like that.
And then clean sheets and headers won or whatever, you know. If they had really good defensive stats, really impressive.
There's been so many years where someone's been robbed. Like, it's the fact that keeps happening it sort of like points out the question. Like, obviously, it's a matter of opinion to think that someone got robbed, but there's been years where you actually think that someone definitely has been robbed.
Yeah, I mean, 2010, Wesley Sneijder got robbed.
I knew you'd say that. 2013, I think Frank Ribery probably should have won it.
Yeah, and then 18, like you mentioned, Luka Modric probably shouldn't have won it.
COVID won it.
Yeah, controversial there. even though everybody still carried on playing, so that's a bit of an odd one.
Yeah, no, that's what I also don't understand. Everyone played, you could just take the goals that were happening, like how many months back football was cancelled. You just take everything that happened. You just take all the stats back, whatever it was, 6 months or some shit, and you can still produce an award. Like realistically, Lewandowski. Imagine being Lewandowski. Imagine Lewandowski never wins it, and he goes and like. For his career, he never won a Ballon d'Or. And I bet you he would probably cry at night knowing that because of COVID.
Yeah, and I feel like Lewandowski at this time should have won 2 Ballon d'Ors and has now got 0. So.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate, isn't it?
It is very unfortunate. Anyways, Kieran, this is the end, I feel like. It's the best. It's been a very long episode. A lot of, different lists. Do you want to just...
Controversial suggestions / picks / rankings.
All right, so quickly sum up your top 10. So obviously Lewandowski first, Messi second, Jorginho third, and then...
Yeah, so Lewandowski first, Messi second, Jorginho third, Kante fourth, Ronaldo fifth, Lukaku sixth, Benzema seventh, Salah eighth, Luis Suarez ninth, and Erling Haaland 10th.
Obviously, you have to take into consideration Kieran is a little bit of a Chelsea fan here.
What do you mean? I have brought up valid points for Jorginho and Kante.
Yeah, and I mean, Lukaku, I totally agree.
Even you agreed with Lukaku.
We have agreed on Jorginho. I don't think we'll agree on Kante. But I've got Lewandowski first, Messi second, Jorginho third, Ronaldo fourth, Salah fifth, Kante. Is it seventh? Kante 6th. Yeah, Lukaku 7th. Luis Suarez 8th. Bruno Fernandes 9th. And Ruben Diaz 10th. Now, it's kind of funny because only one Italian made it on our list, which is Luis Jorginho.
Yeah, well, I said Bonucci and Chiellini are better than Ruben Diaz last season.
And again, that's taking into account their Euros.
Yes.
So you're saying that weighs heavier than... Ruben Diaz performing at a constant high level in the Premier
League.
Anyways, Kieran, I'm always going to have a discussion about this for the next 2 hours on whether or not
we'll take it back to us. Behind closed doors.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to quickly fly over to Australia now just to settle this agreement. Anyways,
easy.
People. Kieran, do you want to let the people know something you've got going on in your life right now? Anything you want to say out there you think is important?
Don't worry, guys. I'll try and come back on the podcast eventually. Soon.
Because as much as I hate this to say, I'm pretty sure the episode of you is the most listened episode.
They just come for the voice.
They just come for
the stats.
Voice. And the statistics. And the, just amazing stuff. Kieran, what's your Instagram quickly?
Kieran Morley, but I'd rather you follow the official Offside Podcast Instagram.
It's the Offside Insta.
That's where all the latest news comes from, right? Yeah. In world football, that's where you'll find it first.
The number one source in world football. Definitely not taking transfer rumors from Fabrizio Romano or anyone else. They contact us. All right. And also, we have launched on TikTok. So make sure you follow us, the Offside TikTok on TikTok. Yes. I hope you enjoyed, everybody. If you liked it, share it and join this Offside movement for more. And then we can finally grow and we can donate to the poor. I don't know where that came from. Anyways, thank you very much for listening.